The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, the 19th of December, 2025.
Wow.
The last December 19th of 2025.
Jeez.
Well, the only one. Hey, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, and Alex is here.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Okay.
How are you?
We had lunch yesterday with the staff.
It was amazing.
At Odell's.
Yeah.
Love this. You know what?
Great.
They have nice
people over there.
Yeah, when you drive through, there's a couple businesses that I think of where I think they really train their staff to just be, like when you drive through
Dutch Bros.
They're like, how are you? Oh, look at that outfit. What are you doing today? They engage. And yeah. Odell's felt like that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every time we've been there, they've been like, what can I do for you? And I went over.
Came over and took photos of us
without
being asked.
No, yeah. And I went over yesterday and I thought, oh my God, there's no reservations. We're taking 8 of the staff to lunch. And, you know, gosh, it's Christmas time. So I got over there about 11 o'clock. The guy said, no problem. Put a reserve sign on it. You know, they got a lot of people coming in and out.
Yeah.
So that was super nice
yeah.
for them to do that last minute. So anyway, shout out to Odell's. They're growing. They're a beautiful couple. They got a great staff. They're going places and they're building that what called the Rib Cage or
Rib
something.
Rib Cage. Plus
yeah.
they have Smash Burgers down
yes.
in the public market.
Yes.
That's part of their empire they're building here.
Well, after
and you know what? We've been here 16 years and we've watched next door to us at least 5 businesses come in and leave. And they've been here now for, gosh.
5 years, maybe?
Maybe.
Going on?
I don't know. Time's
So
weird.
They're going to keep the space.
Keep
and this
space.
Will always, this will be their kitchen.
Catering.
Their catering, yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the other two. But, after we get through with the Christmas stuff, we're going to, you and I, hopefully the weather will let up. And if not, you know, we weather the storm. That's all we do. You cannot, if you're in New York, do you think, I'm not going out, it's raining. No. You know, you get outside and you just bundle up. You bring your umbrella and your mittens and you go out. So anyway, we'll go down to the public market, downtown Reading. And I just can't wait to just walk through there and eat and have a pastry and have some coffee and take some time.
John went down there the other day and went to the noodle shop. And then what I want to do is start on one end of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then we just work our way
That's
through. I mean, you know, over the, you know, a period of a few weeks.
Start with espresso and end with a cocktail.
Start with a hot dog and end with the noodles.
There you go. Okay,
yeah.
That's you. But I like to start with espresso, have a pastry, walk around, do a little, there's a shop in there.
I'm not saying doing all of it in one day.
Oh, yeah,
day.
I'm talking about a 4 or 5 hour day in there.
Okay.
Hang out in the bathroom.
Why don't you just tell us what the weather is?
I know, I'm going to do that right now.
And so we can, because I gave it yesterday and I said it's raining today and it's going to rain through next Wednesday.
It is pouring. It's pouring. We walked down the hallway and I said, is that the rain? Yeah, so it is pretty amazing. It's going to be about 51 today. You know what? You just need to know that according to our forecast, it's not even a let up. It's just 100% rain, steady rain, and this afternoon as well, with heavy rainfall. Temperatures are going to be around 51. About the wind is going to be 10 to 15 miles, throughout the, afternoon. And tonight is, 43. So, as we progress through the week, tomorrow calls for about 50 with showers once again. With about 50, again, that's what I said, overnight lows of 46. Sunday, 100% chance of rain again. Showers with around 54, overnight lows of 46.
Did you say anything about thunderstorms?
I am looking, and I'm not seeing.
Oh, okay. Well, then they changed the forecast from yesterday because they said thunderstorms.
Nope, Sunday night. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm.
Oh, good.
Overnight lows of around 46.
Starting at 5 p.m.
Monday with showers as well. And Tuesday looks like it may let up on Tuesday, which is cloudy with high near 48. And, of course, for those of you who are driving somewhere on Christmas Eve, showers mostly cloudy with a high around 49. So showers on Christmas Day as well. So we're in that weather, and I'm sure with the higher altitudes, there's probably, you know, button-up mitten time. We'll find that out in a minute, with the higher altitudes.
We're heading up there in a couple weeks up to the mountains.
Well, we're driving to Sacramento,
and
too.
And
so
weather reports are brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. I say that all the time. It is rote. I am sorry to tell you, because it's memorized, but they are the Kinney family, three generations, out in Anderson. They're the coolest people, and I love the fact that what people don't even realize is all the angel work, the behind-the-scenes things, where they give and help build and donate, and they do so much charitable work. The unsung heroes, really, the Kinney family. And so they own Shasta Gas Propane, and it's great to hear Chuck and Judy's story about when they first, you know, when you first got out of the service and they tried different jobs and they didn't know what to do. And they were driving around with...
He was successful, but it was not what he...
Yeah.
But he was always searching for something that would, you know, that he could do.
That he would find meaning in.
He's a true entrepreneur.
Yes, yeah, so he could build.
He would be in, you know.
So
that,
they did it together. Yeah. And he remember driving around in the truck. And it very much reminded me of my dad talking about the car that they drove in Guam that had no bottom. I mean, you're driving it.
It rusted out.
It rusted out. So they had a truck like that. And it just reminds me of those people who built their lives and their families and their empire and hard work, stayed together and built something. So that's the Kinney family, Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business. And, of course, we know Chuck was a helicopter pilot in Nam. And he's got great stories as well, very meaningful stories. Veteran-owned. And I, you know, you're
locally
looking
owned.
At me. They're locally owned, 365-2793. Because, you know, we're celebrating.
Yes, we are.
16 years of being on the air. Can you believe that? You and I and our staff, 16 years of being on the air, and we have had like 5 businesses, local businesses, that have been with us since day one. And it makes me teary-eyed because I'm so I have such gratitude in my heart for those people who work so hard and believe in the American dream of hard work. Not every day, not every year, not every month is like you're flourishing. So you got to have a heart. And so that's what we just want to, you know, we're both sending big kisses and hugs to the Kinney family.
Not only that, but their granddaughter is Miss Ready Rodeo this year. Okay, I'm going to hit 3 things real quick. One, I hope you're happy to hear is that current national gas prices are the lowest they've been since December of 2020, the same time as the COVID-19 pandemic.
Amen.
The average price across America is $2.89 a gallon across America until you reach the West Coast. And in California, the cost for a gallon of regular gasoline is around $3.95, over a dollar more. Now,
we saw that driving back and forth.
When the gov wants to run for the prez, let's just remember that figure, okay? Now, 2 other real quick things. A lady that was, as soon as I gleaned through all this, Jenny O'Connell Nguyen of Reading, she's the one that holds signs up in the Shasta Board of Supervisors meetings, refused to leave, did a sit-down strike, was arrested, and then just found guilty of disturbing a Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting. Separate count of delaying a peace officer in the performance of their duties. The jury was deadlocked 11-1. Didn't say which way. So she was, and she's going to be sentenced here in a couple weeks. Now, disturbing the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting seems to be a pastime for many people. But Jenny, you should have stood up when they asked you to leave. Okay. And special New Year's Eve on Wednesday, December 31st at Turtle Bay. Yeah. It goes from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Reading Garden of Lights in their New York countdown. So they are celebrating New Year's Eve at 9 o'clock there. And we've been there before when they did that. And so you look, but they take it off the, it's midnight New York.
Yes.
So that way you can see it.
Yes.
Being part of it and the band and all that kind of stuff. And then get home in time to, you know, so you're not out all
night. Right, right. And so it's a really nice evening.
Food and drinks. Yes. Will be there from
Separate
Mosaic,
tickets.
Live music from, Black Vinyl 45. And all proceeds from the event will directly benefit Turtle Bay's educational programs, exhibits, and animals. For more information, go to, Reading Garden of Lights. .com/NYE and get your tickets in too. All right. So.
Yeah, and you know, with the Garden of Lights, rain or shine, we have actually gone to the Garden of Lights on a night like this.
Yeah, like right now.
We did. We did. Out. We went out.
Because we wanted to be, we're going.
And, we just took our umbrellas. It was windy. You know what? People brought their babies out and their camo and strollers and blankets.
There are
a lot of fire pits and there's places to get in so you could go through it. And there's something beautiful about being out in the rain. Really.
Also, the city is discussing the budget. There's going to be some cuts. I've asked the mayor to be on next week. Haven't heard back yet. Dr. Paul DeNuca, and he has got patient schedule, but he says more than happy to do it, you know, after Christmas. So we'll get him in. Here's the thing. There's going to be cuts. And on the Record Searchlight today, I think it was Record Searchlight, they have a poll that says, what do you want cut? And it's got things like Civic.
Really?
Big League Dreams, you know, the parks and trails, the aquatic center, the library, you know, what needs to be cut? Well, I think what's going to happen, you're not going to see anything be cut out totally, but you're going to see a reduction. We are in trouble here, Reading, and with our budget. We are 10, depending on who you listen to, 10 to 12% below budget.
Projections of what we thought,
and they had thought we're, you know, conservatively 2% up each year. Well, we're way below that right now. So there's going to be some cuts. Now, they were going to have a budget meeting last night, but they decided to change it until the new city manager gets in. So that'll be, what, January, February? But in between, they're going to be discussing, isn't they're going to have council meetings, and there's going to be other meetings where they're going to be asking the public, what if we have to cut something, what's it going to be? And I wouldn't be holding on to the Civic Auditorium because that they lose lots of money there, obviously. But also, if you shut it down, that's going to have an impact, a huge impact. We don't have another place to take, you know, we don't have another venue to take its place. That can put 2,000 people in. Not until the new casino's built, then they're going to have a place that can take at least 2,000, maybe more. So that's going to be – there's going to be some tough decisions made here. And people are going to ask how we got here. Well, we got here because there were decisions made over the last 6, 7, 8 years that's impacting. So anyway, you're going to be hearing a lot more about that. And hopefully we can get Mayor – the towel in, and to talk a little bit about that. And we need to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
It's Christmas time. No need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. In our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Redding. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Redding, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Redding, we invite you to join us. Visit RedingChamber.com to learn more.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Good morning on this Friday. Oh, yeah, I remember. This is Diana Ross, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
is.
I'm coming out, yeah. She's so good. Saw her in Las Vegas. Seen her a couple times, but, you know, Diana Ross was the original, along with Cher, diva.
Oh, yeah.
The diva with the beautiful, gowns and clothes and fashion, with a beautiful attitude to match. And she was always to be called Miss Ross.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right.
I think she was also Dorothy in the Wiz movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hey, pet owners, a lot of parties are starting and all this. Be aware that your dogs and cats can get extremely sick from some of these holiday activities. Seeing a lot of some toxins for animals are chocolate, poinsettias.
Oh, yes.
And mistletoe. Now, they're seeing a lot of intestinal blockages because the dogs will they get too close to the ribbons and gift wrapping. And we had a dog, I think Snooki. We had tinsel on the tree one time. You remember that? We had to pull the tinsel and it came out. I mean, it was somehow it did not break.
Right.
And I pulled out like the whole strand of tinsel out of her mouth that she had swallowed and gone in her stomach and pulled it out. Not eat. And the other thing she had was she ate a nylon one of your nylons. You remember that?
And, oh, yes.
And she was kind of like, and, but, you know, still eating. And,
no, you know
and,
what happened?
And then, was, then she coughed, and I saw those black things. I grabbed it, and I pulled out a one of your nylons that she had
okay,
eaten.
Here's what happened on that one.
Well, no, I mean, that's seriously, what happened.
It was Easter Sunday. My parents were here, and I never rarely wear knee-highs, you know, the knee-high nylons, but I had navy blue ones for some reason with this navy blue suit I had on. And my dad says, I think she just ate your sock. Well, you know, at that time, it's already swallowed. So later on, I think it was a couple days later.
A couple days later.
She, you know, made sure it, she regurgitated it.
Didn't, well, I mean, part of it. And I grabbed it and pulled it out
of her. Good morning, everybody. Don't you love the visuals?
Anyway, but what I'm saying here
great
is.
Great conversation.
Yeah.
Well, no, but this is what happens during Christmas.
Yes.
And they will eat that, you know, they'll get a hold of things, they'll rip up a toy that maybe not meant for a dog, and then they'll eat it. So just be careful of that. And then food. Feeding them things like, even though you think that ham and turkey are good for them, it's you know, but people food's not great for your animals, or cookies, or you leave chocolate down on tables because, you know, you're entertaining, people are coming over. A lot of times dogs will walk over there and just take that piece of chocolate, and then you can't figure out why. They're upset. Just watch out and try to keep it above dogs' heads and, you know, if it's chocolate and things like that. And then if you're going to kiss your dog under the mistletoe, don't let him eat it. So
yeah,
there you go.
My grandfather had a dog, little wiener dog, that ate a pound of chocolate
one
Christmas. And so they called the vet and they said, feed him spicy mustard. And sure enough.
Really?
Sure enough, he got rid of it. I'll just say that much.
Spicy mustard. I always heard that, you know, I don't know if I'm correct on this hydrogen peroxide or salt water.
It's salt water. You put a lot of salt. Well, that's for people. I mean, that works.
Well, I think they can use that for, I don't know, but don't listen to that with me.
Cause no, that's not fact. We don't know.
Maybe your hydrogen peroxide. You know what that is for? Skunk smell. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had that experience, too.
Yeah.
Well, a NASCAR.
Yes, I was just
a NASCAR legend by the name of Greg Biffle was killed in a private plane crash along with his whole family.
It's just
yesterday or day before yesterday. Wow.
It's just it rips your gut out and your heart out when you think a whole family perished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, we have both flown around on small planes. You just got to get where you're going. Kind of like what happened with Kobe. You know, you go where you go, you know, you just, you're, you know, it's just hard to even fathom what the extended family.
Well, we heard about it from a NASCAR fan and said it was just horrible. You know, it's like they know these, you know, the families. Hey, this Brown University shooting, if you, you know, we haven't talked a lot about it, but there were 2 killed and 9 wounded, when it last week, earlier this week, when somebody walked into the university, into the STEM, I guess it's kind of like the STEM area, and started shooting and killed 2, wounded 9, and they have found the suspect. He is dead, and they don't know if there was a separate fatal shooting of an MIT professor, and they're trying to see, well, are these two linked? And so, anyway, the suspect was identified as a 48-year-old Portuguese national and former Brown student. He was found dead inside a storage unit in New Hampshire. And he was identified with surveillance footage and the help of a tip on social media that led investigators to his rental car. So,
well, you
anyway,
just probably mentioned it, that he, you know, attended school in Portugal. With the slain MIT professor.
Oh no! I see. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. So
yeah.
That was a different read, or a different news source. But that was a pretty rough time for the Brown students. And then now they're going back and they're finding, you know, the doors were open and, you know, people are second guessing the security there, and so this is going to go on for a while, but not hopefully, with no more deaths. But now they're going to take a look, see how could we have prevented this? And unfortunately, they're going to probably put in new security procedures that could have prevented this. So, all right, let's get back on time. We have some guests waiting to come on. I like to think of them. Do you remember the Muppets? Do you remember
yes,
the Muppets?
Of course.
Do you remember the two old guys? You know, that just were just totally hilarious.
Maybe you can find a snippet of that.
You know, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody does. Well, we're having them on next. and it's Dick and Frank. And they're coming in, and they're just a hoot. So they're going to be coming in right after this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Did it again. Four years in a row,
yep,
as being best in the North State. Yes, yes, yes.
And December is their anniversary sale, going 30 years plus.
Yeah,
They've been in business.
So, well, and they bought it originally from Leonard, and now it's Rebecca and Henry, and it's a great place for jewelry. The only place we go to, but now, as Linda says, it's an anniversary sale, so those absolutely fabulous prices are even going to be lower. And it's Christmas, and you can find something for your loved one at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00, so they're not open on the weekend, so get there. You've only got only got 6 shopping days till Christmas.
You know what the busiest day?
6 shopping days. I include Christmas Day. Do you know that, right?
Because
you can run down to the 7-Eleven, yes, get a comb, get a quart of oil, you know, stuff like that.
The busiest shopping day of the year,
okay,
in a jewelry store,
yes,
is after 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Whoa.
The men that are
freaking out realize,
oh my God, it's Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock. Yeah. And they're lined up. Every jeweler probably has this story.
Well, there was, and we're not going to mention a name, somebody was sitting right across from us, and he was talking. He says, you know, it's my wife's birthday, and I haven't got anything. And Linda climbed his clock.
I did.
And thrashed him and sent him down to Four Winds Jewelry.
Not only that, it was a milestone birthday.
Yeah, it was a milestone. And so when I went down there later to pick up something for Linda, there he was. But I couldn't say I saw him.
Right.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Watch out as this too late to rest. On Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him love, babe, the son of Mary. I say, whoa, sweet child of mine.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's Friday, the 19th of December, 7:36 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. You and several thousands of your friends out there.
We know you have a choice. We so much appreciate you joining us here on KCNR Free Fire Radio.
And we appreciate your votes for Best in the North State, putting us right up there. And
I found something you were looking for, Statler and Waldorf.
Okay, Statler and Waldorf. Yep, okay. Here we go. Wait.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Okay, we're talking Statler and Waldorf, and why are we talking about that? It's because they were on the Muppets. Those are the two old guys, right? Well, we have our version of Statler and Waldorf sitting right with us here across the table, and it's Dick and Frank. Frank Rose, Dick Wilkinson.
Merry Christmas. Welcome, guys.
Merry Christmas, but it was Dick's 94th birthday on Tuesday.
Yes, congratulations.
You would never know that.
Yeah, and he's the guy with the big red barn that does all, I mean, did we ever talk about how many lights?
Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. If people ask me that, I says, you know what? You're just the one I'm looking for. Come by in the morning. I'll give you a clipboard, and you can start in the first thing in the morning.
Well, like how many, actually, how many strands?
I don't know.
See, all right.
He's been how long have you been doing this, Dick?
Our first Christmas was 1990.
Okay.
35 years.
Oh, man.
And imagine you probably added on every year. Now, this is also a Wilkinson family reunion, isn't it? I mean, because all your family comes in to put the lights up.
You said your son takes the week off to come help you do it. Yeah.
Well, how old's your son? He's got to be my age.
He was born in January of 62.
62?
Okay. January 62. You waited a while.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. He came over. He lives in Sparks, Nevada. He came over 3 days to help me put the lights on the roof and stuff.
Well, he's still a kid.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today besides Merry Christmas? How are you?
First thing I'd like to mention that tomorrow, Saturday, is the last meeting of this year for the Korean Veterans Association.
Okay.
And it's at the Country Waffle. And anybody who served in Korea, welcome to join us. You know, not just Korean, not just in the war period. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm.
If Linda's dad was up here, we'd have him go into that because he served in the Korean War and he was off the coast of Korea.
Right.
Does that count on a ship?
Anybody who served there is okay. anybody who would like to attend us, it doesn't matter. Anybody like to come see what we're about, just drop by and have lunch.
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, everybody's welcome.
What happens? You get in the back room there and the really nice waitresses and come in there and take your order and have food and then you kick around and then you all have your regular meeting.
Carl, servers.
What?
Not waitresses. Servers. Servers. Really nice servers.
I find your wokeism is right. You know what? When you said that, five of your presents disappeared underneath
the
tree.
Well, what if there's guys? So, you know, there could be guy servers. So
they're waitresses. We're waiters. Yeah.
Okay.
There's
there
waiters and waitresses. Okay. But having been to the Waffle House,
all right,
I do not see a waiter. I see waitresses. And there's nothing derogatory about that.
All right, next.
You were one. Weren't you one?
No.
And now about Christmas.
Okay.
And here's about 2020. I wrote his history about how I got this started.
Oh, my
collecting
gosh.
For Salvation Army. And it all started with 16 years ago, I went to a public meeting, and Dick Fiden was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said he's on the board of the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And we need bell ringers all over.
Right.
Volunteers. Well, just for the fun of it, I used to buy candy canes and walk down the street and give them to kids that in the cars. And people used to hand me money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't need money. Give to Salvation Army. Well, after the meeting, I said to Dick Fiden, I bet if I had a kettle in my yard, I could collect money because people give me money I don't ask for. It.
Right.
So he bought a kettle the next day, and that year, I think we raised, $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah. It says we raised $5,300, which is the first year Red Barn Red Kettle.
Yeah.
That you did that. Oh, my goodness.
And then, so every year it started, and then I had people in the Reading Tea Party Patriots helping me for quite a while, too.
So, according to this, by the 11th year of the Red Barn helping the Salvation Army with a record of $41,000.
Well.
That's amazing.
And then the latest one, in the past 15 years, they've collected 300. Well, I don't know when this thing came out. Oh, this is 2024. 15 years collected $340,000 that
very
went
close.
To Salvation Army, every cent of it.
Before we go any farther, I'd like to mention some people who've helped me for a long time. Robert Exter, he's been helping me for over 11 or 12 years. He's been helping me and also helped me.
We know him?
We do Halloween big time, and he's helped me at Halloween too. And last night, his daughter was out with us. Her name is Andrea, but they call her Andy.
Okay.
That's the first time she is there. Another helper is Morton Gaisecki. He used to have a kettle at Savemore in Westwood Village before it closed. And about 6 years ago, he found out that he didn't. I'd known him before that, but he didn't know I was doing this. He wanted to be part of it, so he gave up his kettle and started helping me. And so he's my kettle guy. He's put some money in the kettle and all, but he helped during the virus years. You know, that we had the people handing candy canes and not touch the money, and he touched the money and not the candy canes. We didn't want to get shut down with the health department, you know. So he's been helping me all these years. And then last year and this year, Gwen Carpenter's daughter, Katie's, she's been coming out. She had her last night and the night before. If I come at night, she has a friend named Ben who comes with her. But they all are volunteers and help me. And the bad thing now is the rain is coming. I think Christmas Eve is our biggest night. And I think we're going to get rained out. Not the rain, but the wind. It's a wind.
Yeah, we'll see. You know,
if anybody'd like to help, they could mail me a check to my address. It's 3187 Barrel Court, Redding, California, 96001. And make the check out to Salvation Army in the lower memo, in the lower left,
right.
Red Barn Kettle. And I'll get it to Salvation Army. It'll help our kettle, our
yeah, because of the weather.
3187 Barrel Court. So put that in your GPS.
B-A-R-R-E-L, Barrel Court.
Yep.
Redding, California, 96001. Now, even if it's raining, you can drive by.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, you don't have to get out of the car and see it. And then roll down your window and give a donation and also get a candy cane. How many candy canes do you have? I remember every year you talk about trying to find them because it's hard to find them, these little devils.
This year, I wasn't sure how many I had. My daughter, Linda, she bought a bunch of them over in Reno. And my
now,
son.
Now, these are the 6-inch candy canes. These aren't these little bitty ones.
The 5-inch ones.
Or 5-inch, okay.
And my son was heading home. He stopped in Susanville at Walmart and bought a bunch of them there, too. And about in August this year, my wife said, I better start breaking them down. She busts them down, and they come in a case of 24 dozen.
Okay.
And each box, so she puts 6 dozen in a plastic bag, a little bag, the one, like you used to get free at the grocery store.
Yeah, like you used to.
And then puts 10 of those in the back in the box, and there's 720 in a box. And back in the carton that they all came in. Mm-hmm. And when I added them all up, I was surprised. I had about 20,000 candy canes to start this year.
Which is why you brought me a plastic baggie of candy canes, which we'll use this year. I'm going to give some to the producers because you can train a producer to do anything if you have enough candy canes.
That's true.
Last year, I think we gave 12 or 13,000, and this year we might give 15,000.
Who knows? Okay, we're here with Dick Wilkinson, and he and his family have, of course, the Big Red Barn with tens of thousands of lights all over it, and have collected hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Salvation Army. You don't have to get out of your car. You can drive by and see this. It's a beautiful exhibit. The barn, the house, the structures on the lawn, and all this, but we got to take a quick break.
One more thing, we're taking credit card donations this year.
Oh, really?
Okay. Hey, they're running credit cards and debit cards. Okay. Hey, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. How about this for a Christmas present? Got a friend that's got a small crack in their windshield before it just completely takes over the windshield or a chip. How about that? Give them a gift certificate to, I don't even know if Jeff has gift certificates, but you can arrange, say, one windshield repair at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He is the expert when it comes to fixing windshields. He is the windshield whisperer, I can tell you. Been doing this for, several decades. Been through all the schools, but now, when you bring your vehicle down, he takes it into a climate-controlled area out of the rain and all this, and works his magic on the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. If you're not sure, saying, gosh, you know what, I don't know if he can fix this, how about a free inspection and analysis? That's right. Just bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. And then if you say, okay, I want it repaired, well, it's going to be by a master windshield repair specialist located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. For an appointment, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. So, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I'll claim to maybe I'll just lay me down.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I went into a church.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in stations of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio.
Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, and we're all here. Let me see. It's going to be raining, and it's going to be raining and raining, maybe even through, what, next?
We've got up until
Day?
Up until Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not Christmas.
Christmas Day will be cloudy with temperatures around 48. So, but, you know, it's like anything else. Every day the forecast changes, but we are really in for, like, a sock in rainy 4 or 5 days here.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Frank Rose and Dick Wilkinson. Dick just turned 94, and I'm going to throw it back to you. It's all yours after this in a second. And Dick turned 94 on Tuesday. And
happy belated.
And Frank was 93 on November 10th, Marine Corps birthday. So we have them in here. So here's my question. Y'all are both active, get around.
Drive,
you know, Dick sells more raffle tickets than anybody in the world. What are the biggest changes that y'all have seen in the last, you know, since in your lifetime here, or, you know, so what?
I think electronics have already exploded, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have a telephone for a long time. Then we got one on the wall. It was a party line. Two rings was ours, you know. And if you could listen to people if you were listening to talk.
Yes.
Yeah, the party lines. Yeah, somebody'd always be on there for you.
Uh-huh.
Did you have those rings? Did you have party lines?
Well,
back then?
Now the other thing is, that was a telephone. Now you double that up and make it come more time. And now you got something you carry around. It's a little thing you stick in your pocket. And everybody uses that. And now the kids, the government says it's not good for the kids because they read and they get all this outside stuff on there and it's not good for them. So they're now allowing them to do it in school.
Which is a good idea.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's where our dictionaries came in. And those kids really like the dictionaries because in the back part, they got all these different things in there. They had Declaration of Independence, the rivers and the stars and all that. But they also tell you how to use your hand signs for the deaf. And now the kids, because you take away their cell phone, they're getting into that hand sign thing, and it's good because
sign language.
You don't hear a word.
You know, a lot of people are surprised when they find out I'm 94. And they say, what's your secret for longevity? I says, well, three things. Number one, I do not drink soda pops like Coca-Cola and root beer and 7-Up. I do not drink that. And I especially avoid, number two, I avoid anything with artificial sweeteners. Although they're safe, they say I will not touch that stuff at all. I will not eat diet food stuff. But number three, the most important thing for longevity, I make sure my wife has no access to firearms.
That's a good one.
Put on pump.
That's why I changed the, safe combo, you know, MRs. And Linda goes, why isn't the safe open? I don't know, honey. Let me go try. And then I'll put the new combo in and say, well, it's open now. So, because every so often I might offend her. I know it's hard to believe.
So, well, Frank, I think that's really interesting about, I agree with the artificial sweetener. Right? I know that every time I open a pack, I know,
okay,
now. I have Pepsi, I will not drink that crap.
Okay, now, growing up, you said during the break, 50s and 60s was the best time.
That's my wife. I think it seemed like the world was not full of turmoil like it's now, you know.
Well, you remember, though, during the 50s was the, you know, everybody was afraid of nuclear war.
I know. Yeah. When we first moved in our house in 1960 in San Jose, there was a guy running around. They wanted to get funding in the middle of the neighborhood, underground shelter, you know.
Well, I remember that because I remember friends of my parents where we lived had they built these underground shelters now. And it wasn't for hurricanes. It was for nuclear war. We don't remember that so much. And I remember that, you know, we'd go do these things where you duck and cover, you get underneath the desk. Like, that would make a big difference if there was a nuke in the area. But what about you, Frank?
Well, I found out that you had golf clubs and all that for the students. They participated. But another thing that I thought was interesting, way back then they had rifle clubs.
Yeah.
Then they practiced with rifles.
Target shooting.
And today they don't do that.
They have, you know what, I've found very refreshing up here in Shasta County and some of the other counties, is they've started these trap clubs at the high schools. And so the kids can shoot on the trap team. That's really, at least they're still doing something. You know, we used to get safety classes on, for firearms. And it was not unusual in the parking lot to see shotguns and rifles in the back of cars and trucks.
Absolutely. You know, 1949, I graduated in 1950 from high school. 1949, a bunch was going to go deer hunting. I didn't have a deer rifle. I went to Montgomery Ward's in Porterville, and my dad said I could put on I bought a Winchester 30-30 lever action and a box of shells and walked out and put it in my Model A Ford and left. And it was no different than buying a shovel, a gun. There was nothing. Now people got firearm fever, you know.
Yeah.
Even if a kid points like this in school, he gets it's not.
Points his finger at somebody.
Yeah. Now,
if you do it in the NFL and you do that kind of like boom, 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 it's an automatic big fine. Yeah. And a flag. So, we've got to run. So we want to say, one, happy birthday to both of you. And also, very Merry Christmas, and for everything you do, both of you.
Thank you,
Frank,
for your
with
service.
The veterans. Oh my gosh, we even made Frank an honorary Marine a few years ago, and for good cause. And Dick, for you and the big red barn.
Yeah, come by and see us.
We're gonna come.
Bring your checkbook.
We're gonna be out there even in the rain, unless we got gusty winds. We can, but tonight and then tomorrow is probably okay. But it's gonna get really gusty pretty soon.
And how long does how long do you collect?
You know, we keep our kettle open 31 days of December. The Red Kettle program shuts down before Christmas Eve, but we keep
yours open.
Because every 31 days.
Okay, so you started on the first, so it'll end on New Year's Eve. So yep. you still got plenty of time to go out yeah. there and see a wonderful display of lights, but also help people in need.
Our lights are on 31 days of December. Our lights are on.
Yeah. Well, thank you, too.
Thanks for giving us the time, the airtime.
You always have airtime with us.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we're joining with House of Realty to find out the latest on what's happening with real estate here in the North State. We'll be right back.
Never buy it.
It's funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Seems the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The Brown University shooting suspect has been found dead. The body of former Brown student Claudio Neves Valente was found in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire. Providence, Rhode Island Mayor Brett Smiley.
Over the past 5 days, minutes have felt like hours. But the people of Providence have done what we're best at. We've leaned on one another, come together and supported one another, and showed the nation what a tight-knit community looks like.
The suspect has also been linked to the killing of an MIT professor in a Boston suburb a couple of days after the Brown University attack. The NASCAR world is in shock at word of a plane crash that claimed the lives of retired driver Greg Biffle and his family.
NASCAR said that Biffle was a beloved member of the NASCAR community, adding, quote, his passion for racing, his integrity, and his commitment to fans and fellow competitors alike made a lasting impact on the sport. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson posted on X, I'm devastated by the loss of Greg, Christina, and their children, and my heart is with all who love them. He added, they were friends who lived their lives focused on helping others.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the Cessna business jet crashed at Statesville Regional Airport, north of Charlotte. The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of proposed regulatory actions that would effectively ban so-called gender-affirming care for minors. The Kennedy Center Board has voted to rename America's Cultural Center the Trump Kennedy Center. Yes, Democrats are outraged. Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan has been convicted of felony obstruction for helping a Mexican national evade ICE agents. Could get 5 years in prison. Her lawyers vow an appeal. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
European Union leaders have agreed to provide a massive interest-free loan to Ukraine to meet its military and economic needs for the coming 2 years. The money, roughly $106 billion, will be raised by the EU on capital markets. The leaders worked deep into the night to reassure Belgium that they would provide guarantees to protect it from Russian retaliation should it back a reparations loan for Ukraine. Hollywood icon Rob Reiner urged Holocaust survivors to show resilience in a video message recorded weeks before he was murdered. Reiner's message was delivered to a Hanukkah ceremony honoring Holocaust survivors. He noted that his wife's family was killed at Auschwitz, giving the event special meaning. The video was part of a virtual candlelighting by the Conference of Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. As part of the event, around 100 Holocaust survivors had gathered at the Western Wall. Townhall.com. The debate over the merits of diversity, equity, and inclusion is heating up.
The head of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission urging white men to report workplace discrimination based on race or sex. Andrea Lucas, a sharp critic of DEI initiatives, is calling on affected individuals to contact the agency. Meanwhile, critics claim that DEI creates fairness for one and all, even white men. Former EEOC Chair Jenny Yang calls Lucas' focus on white men problematic. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It could ease regulations and expand medical research, but some Republicans have their doubts. They oppose the change, arguing that marijuana remains dangerous. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 19th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Alex is here as our producer and head of everything, phone answerer, and just kind of generally keeps us all together.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for the candy canes.
I gave him two candy canes because as we realize, if you're a Marine pilot, you can teach a Marine pilot anything if you have enough banana chips. And for producers, we think if we give them, you know, enough candy canes, we can, you know, teach them stuff.
Where'd you get the candy canes?
Dick gave me a plastic bag, small baggie, full of candy canes.
What size are they?
5 inches.
Oh, man.
Those are the ones they give away.
You've inspired me. I have some candy cane bumper music coming up.
I got little tiny ones.
I just bought a Brock's.
A Brock's?
Brock's box, a little tiny ones to put in cocktails if you're going to have like some kind
of... Well, that's different.
Hey, showers mainly today after 4 p.m. Our highs will be around, temperatures around 52. The forecast is calling for winds that could be gusts up to 28 miles per hour. But we do have 100% precipitation. That's just it. Showers again tonight. Again, 80%. So we could get about an inch of rain, 3/4 of an inch of rain today. Saturday calls for showers with a high near 50, and Saturday night 46. Calmer winds, but raining 100%. Sunday showers near 54, 5 to 7 miles per hour of wind. 100% chance of precipitation. Chance of possible thunderstorm on Sunday night with our overnight lows around 46. Monday calls for showers as well. Tuesday showers. It's just going to be rain, okay? Rain, some wind, and maybe thunderstorms.
Okay.
There you go.
And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a family-owned company. The Kenny family, and to the third generations of Kenny's running it. Discounts for seniors and veterans. So many other things that Kenny family does for our community, helping veterans and a number of other projects they always have going. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned company. And we're here with one of our favorite guests, House Realty, Bruce Middleton.
Sold us our home.
And Cameron is not here. So Cameron had you do a head cold.
Did you?
So Cameron, this is for you. Meow, 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 meow.
Fuck, but he didn't sound too hot. And I said, well, try and make it if you can.
Well, okay. Those head colds can be horrible.
Cameron is an asthmatic child. So we know that when his allergies kick in, we've heard him in here before.
No, that's true.
He's a wheezy boy.
That's true.
We just want to make sure he's okay.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about another physical thing that's going on with Cameron now. Okay, let's start with... Cameron, I hope you feel better.
Thank you for being here, Bruce.
Oh, you bet.
And we had, when we bought our house, we went to the Middletons in a house of realty. And you know, they've been with us for...
How many houses did you take Cameron through?
Cameron, well, you know...
Oh, wait a minute. Susan Eastman.
Oh, my God!
is on the phone from Stifel Investments. Susan, good morning.
Market Minute, thank you. Okay, Susan's from Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L.
Can I be serious now?
Okay,
let's get back to being serious.
What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, major averages are in the green this morning, snapping a recent losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 275 points at 48,226. The S&P 500 is up 51 points at 6,826. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 199 points at 23,206. Active stocks this morning, Nike down $5.93, trading at $59.78 per share. FedEx up $3.17 at $283.99. Oracle up $12.65 at $192.73. And CoreWeave up $10.47, trading at $78.23. The 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 4.133%. Over to commodities, the prices are higher. Gold is at $15 an ounce at $4,346. Silver really high, up $1.14 at $66.64 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $56 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus and Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan,
you need to come in and put another 2026 commercial.
I know.
We have missed
what
you.
Happened?
We love you calling in on Friday morning. We space. Sorry.
You know, and here's the thing about it, too, is that Ted Leidy and I did our Man Up commercial. We said, hey, we've got a new show. That was 3 years ago. And it's still playing. And we're actually having people that, you know call in and say, or send me emails and go, you know, you can change that commercial.
Okay, let's power it up. 26.
Let's power it up.
Let's do it.
2026, and I think everybody needs to know what's happening.
Okay, thanks a lot, Susan.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. We're, you know, because Susan is the first vice president of investments. And so she'll work with your portfolio. And my thing is that in 2026, you know, it is the year of the horse. It's a number one year. If you think about numbers or numerology or Chinese or any of that stuff, it's the first of a series of, we've been through, they call it the hallway. 25 was the ending of like a lot of stuff that didn't feel good. So 2026 opens it up. Where are you? You kind of want to know where you stand, where you're going. It's a year of accomplishments and getting in control. So Susan Eastman, give her a call at 530-244-7199. So you kind of figure out where you're going and what's happening with your finances.
Okay, I take back my now.
I know.
Cameron just rolled in, and Cameron, you should not have come in. You do not look good, buddy.
His feet didn't hit the floor. His knee hit the floor, and he said, I'm sorry. I'm going to be here.
Yeah, but Buford's got me up now. So,
you know what? When Buford sees Cameron, Buford changes from this laid-back surfer dude dog to, a super dog, and they were rolling around on the floor in there. So, what is it about that dog in here? No, it's because you smack him on the head, and that's it.
Because that's the dog in you.
I come in, pet him. He's so friendly, and he knows. I mean, most of the time, it's the immediate rollover.
Yeah.
Rolls right over, and like, here's my belly. Start petting quick. So.
Okay, well,
I love it.
You know what? I'm glad you're here today, buddy.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
You know, your father gave us a bunch of unfiltered information. Now I can't use it.
HIPAA does not apply to Dad.
No,
so that's
no. Hey, something I want to talk to you all about. That we had him on yesterday. You know, I don't know if you heard, but two of the opponents to the facility.
Oh yeah.
Oh, before we do that, I have not heard back from the mother. We have a child missing. Mm. His name is Bentley Moore. He goes by Austin. He is 12 years old, 5'3", 175 pounds, curly blonde hair, was last seen wearing a black T-shirt and blue jeans, black shoes. He's an at-risk child, and he's been gone since the 17th. Mm. So police are looking for him and everything. And if you have seen him, please call the police. Now, he may have been found, but I have not seen that. His mom called me yesterday afternoon. So, Bentley Moore, 12 years old, 5'3", 175 pounds, curly blonde hair. He was wearing a black T-shirt, blue jeans, and black shoes, and he's an at-risk child. So, if you see him, please call the police. All right. anyway, from yesterday, and we had a couple of gentlemen on talking about the alternative custody program campus.
Oh, yeah.
90 acres down there by Haven Humane. This is causing some consternation. I mean, they were not against the concept of this at all. But they see having this in their neighborhood as being a real problem.
We have a client down there. Actually, my wife does. And she's lived there for 35 years or longer.
Yeah.
I used to have an aunt and uncle that lived down in that neighborhood. You know, that wouldn't be your ideal choice of neighbors. But on the other hand, too, it's got to go somewhere. I can understand why they chose that site. I managed and sold and managed a building down on East Side Road that was 130,000 feet that I think almost abuts that bare land.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have any problem with that. But, you know, it's not in my backyard. You're always going to find that.
And they said there's places out on Airport Road that are restructured, that they're going to have to build all the infrastructure. Plus you have East Side Road, which is, as you know, is a kind of a narrow two-lane road. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the railroad tracks, and you've got 273 is where how they're going to expand that. Anyway, they, you know, they'd asked to be on, and of course, you know, we have on everybody, and this is affecting those people. But
well, it's mostly it's mostly an industrial area, so in that regard, you'd think, okay, that's good. Except there's some old existing neighborhoods off of East Side Road towards the river.
Yeah.
And, you know, yep, certainly.
Yeah, and these guys aren't you know, millionaires that made their money down south and bought houses on the river. They, you know, one's a crane operator, one's a retired highway patrolman. And part of the land they're talking about is all riverfront.
Yeah, and but so, it could very much affect their property values. So you certainly understand where they're coming from.
Okay. Yeah. I just thought I'd bring that up because, you know, being in the business.
Interesting show.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And, you know, I totally understand where they're coming from, and we're in somewhat of a quandary anyway. Of we need these, you know, need these programs, but you know, where do you put them? And two, how do you pay for them?
I heard Sheriff Johnson talking about it.
Yeah.
He just said, you know, they considered a lot of sites, and that one was probably best suited for what they're trying to do. So
yeah, so and you know, it's 90 acres. They're going to have, of course, the alternative custody program for people that are not in jail. Then they're going to have about 100 bed lockdown for people coming out of prison as kind of they're halfway getting them back into society. And then the final thing is, if they ever get the money, is a 1,000-person jail built down there. So, anyway, it's not an easy thing. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Pick. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help,
the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters: love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ooh, Candy Cane Lane. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry. And Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, both part-time and full-time. And you get medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu.
Can you show Cameron how to turn his headset down?
Oh, is it too loud?
Yeah, I just don't want you guys to start yelling.
I got it. How about that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. We're here with House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. I shamed him into coming in today. And the way he gets even is inflict me with whatever type of virus he has. You know, that's why I'm kind of sitting across from you. Okay. So what's it like in realty world or the, you know, I see where the house prices are going down, but it's not necessarily true. It's not like a lot. I see, you know, how are we on inventory and all that? I'll just turn it over to you.
Well, prices aren't going down per se, but they're not going up much either.
Okay.
Stable. I saw something this morning where the median price of all homes sold in November in the United States was $409,000, and that was up 1.2% from last year. So,
okay.
Inventory's down.
Mm-hmm. And then here, but in California, the median price is it like $900,000?
Yeah, it's over twice that, yeah.
For the median price for a house in California is $900,000. That means if we have our median price up here of $400,000, which I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a little more than that.
Yeah, it's right in that range. We're very close to the national average.
Okay, so how can people afford to buy houses in this state?
Well, that's the problem. The big problem in real estate today is affordability. And you know, most people, and that's why you have a lot of people leaving the state of California. They can't afford to buy. And I think last month we talked about the average age of a first-time home buyer right now is 40. And it used to be mid-20s.
Yeah. I mean, I was able to buy a house, not during the Carter time frame, but I was able to buy a house on a second lieutenant's pay back in, in the 70s. Until, then I couldn't buy one as a captain because of the interest rates, but then could, on military pay, be able to buy a house. And a lot of people are, a lot of what I read is the idea of owning a home, people are losing that dream.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a shame.
Yeah. And that's, that's just a fact of life in California. But, we talk about 900,000 versus 400,000. Well, look at gas prices. Mm-hmm. I saw they were averaged 273 or something.
We talked about that this morning.
Yeah, we're down to three. Well, I think I saw 356 yesterday. Well, so that's as low as it's been for a long time.
But, well, we're still on a dollar and more over the average, the national average right here in California, which I hope people remember when Gavin Newsom runs for president, what he's done to this state. Mismanagement of Newsom and the people down in Sacramento, Democrats, because they're, supermajority. California is such a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place. Where we live is great people, super senior and all that, but you see people around here leaving.
Oh, yeah. But up north, we've had people come from down south, and they'll look to buy up here, and they think the fault is up here. There must be something wrong, and that's the price. It's $400,000. It costs them $1 million down there. So, so that's one of the advantages that we have in the North State and the recreation aspect. And although, I've been here a long time, the traffic to me, all of a sudden, it's taking 2 and 3 times to get through a light. That's not, the Reading I remember.
I've lived here long enough, and when I first moved here, when they were working on the bridges, people were complaining, and it took me I might have to wait once. Most of the time, not. And they were complaining about traffic, and I'm thinking, hey, guys, this is... But now I've lived here long enough that if I'm on Placer in the morning, I'm looking out there. If I have to wait 30 seconds, I'm ready to force my way in.
Oh, yeah.
Going out Placer in the evening, though, 5 o'clock, backing up.
It is backing up.
Yeah.
Due to the lane change.
I saw.
That's true.
Last night I was heading home, and cars were down Placer halfway almost down the hill, Magnolia Hill.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were backed up, and they weren't moving too fast. And, change the lights, and you might get 8 or 10 cars through, and there's 60 by the time you get up to Pleasant Street.
So, sure. Yeah. No, yeah, here we are.
There's some testimony on the record for the Planning Commission regarding this, I can assure you, regarding, this traffic issue, and especially having to do with Placer and some of these lane configurations. So,
well, they went from 2 lanes down to 1 with the turn lane.
With the turn lane.
And I thought there was going to be problems there. And, most of the time, when I'm coming up, because we turn off, so I just get in the middle lane. But you're right, I've gone up there on Placer, and all of a sudden, you are waiting to go.
This is an age-old question around here about these bike lanes and road diets. And Park Marina is one that they're discussing now, making it one lane each way, and that around 4:30, 5 o'clock is packed down there.
Yeah.
And so,
Anyway. Well, okay, so public market opened up, and what's your all's opinion on that? I mean, it's downtown, and downtown has just totally revitalized itself.
I think it's I haven't been down to it since it's been open.
Yeah.
I've been down there right prior to opening and been able to see what's going on down there. I think it's a great addition. I've always been a... along with some of the traffic policy, have been a not a fan and been a kind of a vocal opponent of the parking strategy downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that may very well help that market and keep it going, and I'd love to see the city do it, is just bump back from the parking meter time from 6 p.m. to 5 p.m. I think a simple move like that, I think, will really help the demand there.
Yeah.
And just get some more people that are going to stop by after work. I think it's a critical transition time. I see the market, the new market there, doing very well in the evenings. What would be great, too, would be to see it's something people are at least somewhat using more during the day. And I think that's the parking's the one impediment I see, is that everybody trying to kind of get in there. But I think if you can get, maybe bump that from 6 to 5, I'd love to see it continue. I think it's that type of thing. That's what adds flavor. It's not buildings so much that add flavor. It's restaurants. It's the people.
Right. It's been jam packed the past couple of weekends.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, the other thing they do is they give vouchers. If you go down to the public market, you get a voucher, so you get free parking in the parking store.
Right, which
that
is
was
great.
A good idea.
And the other thing is that everything within that market is regional, local. That's what's beautiful. All the restaurants. There's great stories behind every person that has these little wonderful restaurants, and the shopping and the markets and all of it inside is they're all. There's nothing that is corporate.
I really like the concept.
Yeah.
My concern, and real estate wise, is that I don't think you can sustain that lease rate. And I'm seeing that's why you still have a lot of vacancy downtown, is Reading is not ready for $250-$350 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And we get back to affordability, and people, if they're having trouble living from paycheck to paycheck, you know, that becomes an issue. So
yeah.
if you're paying $3 a foot in rent, you need to turn some product.
Yeah, you do.
So, you know, I mean, I wish him the best, and I, you know, I'd like to see it. It's a good thing for the city of Reading.
It is. And the last thing on that before we take a break is we need to have events downtown that close down that whole street, you know, close down Market Street all the way down to maybe past the Cascade there. And we have events going on. That, you know, once a month, a music event, or when the rodeo's here, you know, bring in bands and let people just party down here.
They're doing a great job, and now being able to walk around with alcohol.
Largest entertainment.
Reminds me of Reno, you know.
Largest entertainment district in California, here.
I was out of town for this last one, but as a former chair of the Christmas parade, the lighted Christmas parade that Active 2030 puts on, you know, that's one I think that can really add some extra flavor to that.
Sure.
Part of that event is you bring everybody downtown, have the parade, and then once the parade's over, stay downtown, enjoy downtown, and do that. And I think that's a big part of it. And if you can keep those events going, I know the city has really made efforts, a lot of other efforts in recent years regarding making events easier to hold downtown. And whether that's traffic arrangements that need to be made, street blockages, that type of thing for events, that type of stuff. They've made it a lot easier. I've worked with the city on events. I've put on every, you know, most major events downtown. I've worked on or chaired at one point or another, and they are trying to make that easier.
Well, let's take a quick break here, but that photo of the tree lighting from the drone, it looked like Times Square. Yeah. I mean, there were so many
Tyler
people
did
down
that.
There.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I found it when I moved here in 2007, and they've been one of our sponsors since the day we opened up Free Fire Media. But, you know, so there's maybe a dichotomy there. What if it's a horrible barbershop? Well, it's not. It's a great one. I've never had a bad haircut there. And you can make an appointment, so it works on your schedule. You can do it one of two ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you go to Booksy, and you can do it online, pick your time and date, and set it up for 6 months in a row if that's what you want on Booksy. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
The holiday holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm not even sure what that means. What is this?
Santa's coming to town.
Oh. No, it's not.
Okay, I won't play that one again.
Don't play that one again.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody, Winter Coat Drive from Nation's Finest. They did it yesterday. However, they are still accepting coats for veterans and their families. New and gently used coats in all sizes help veterans and their families in Reading. You can drop them off at 153 Hartnell Avenue right here in Reading. It's across the street from the old Raley's over there in the, Cornerstone.
It's Plumas now.
Well, yeah, but in that.
Hartnell and.
Yeah, but the, gosh.
Raley's.
The old Raley's. Yeah. But what is the name of that shopping center, though?
Cobblestone.
Yeah.
The song did throw you off.
Do what?
The song did throw you off, that programming note.
It did. I'm still thinking about it. I'm taking back one of your...
You're going to be thinking about that tonight,
Give me back one of those candy canes. Okay.
Bah humbug.
We're here with the House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. And what's the latest going on here with real estate?
Right now, I think we're into what we call the seasonal lull, which is perfect. You get to be my age. We kind of enjoy these. And, you know, it's, if you're going to list a home, you're going to wait till January. And we've seen quite a few homes that were on the market for a while and not much activity that they've delisted. They've taken them off and we'll try it again in the spring or later. And, which is, you know, Christmas time, you don't want people traipsing through your house and whatever, but, so right now, this week and next week, I think are going to be pretty slow and especially due to the weather as well. But, overall, I think it was a pretty good year for considering rates and everything else. I think, we're actually kind of looking towards expansion. We need some agents. And so we're going to start interviewing and looking for agents next month. And, yeah, so, you know, which is a good sign.
I've always thought about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, you got to take, I was an agent one time in Hawaii.
Yeah,
yeah.
You were.
You know why? Because I didn't, because I thought I'd been taken on my house. You know, so I said, well, I'm going to learn this. And I became an agent and realized I had not been taken on my house. And in fact, and then when I sold it, saved some money that way.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, and I still can't get over the story that we actually discussed, or the issue we discussed, at the end of the show last month, which I had no idea about, but with in Hawaii, having to do with the termites.
The leaseholds. Leaseholds.
Oh, but the leaseholds and then the tenting for the insects that had to be done so constantly. I mean, around here, one of the most standard reports, where you have the home inspection report, and then you have your pest report.
Your termites.
And your termites. Yeah. Well, if you say, hey, we got a termite report, we're going, oh my God, I have termites. Well, what? I would say 80, 90% of the time, it's not termites, any of the issues. It's usually dry rot.
Dry rot, yeah.
It's other rot. It's wood.
Yeah.
But then hearing about how, oh yeah, most houses have to get tinted every 2 to 3 years or something blew me to pieces.
Well, the house next to us, we watched it collapse. It was a rental. Nicest people, Portuguese, and I don't know who owned the house, but we watched the rear part of that house just start crumbling. From termites.
Yeah.
And when you see that, it's kind of like you put something on the keel of your boat and it attracts the worms and everything. And you take it off every couple of years and put it back in there. It's the same thing. And we thought that, well, maybe that attracts all the,
is that legal in Hawaii? Or?
Maybe they're all going over to their house. But yeah, And so everybody gets your house tended on a regular basis.
You get some of the older streets in Redding and like the one you live on and they're, a lot of those are same owner houses 40, 50 years ago. They stay in the family and that type of thing. So they normally typically don't have inspections unless they're going to sell or thinking about selling or whatever. That street also, as Linda remembers, is there's a lot of old oil tanks that were used for heating that a lot of people buy and end up selling a house and never knowing that it was there.
Yeah.
We just sold one down on Eureka Way down towards Continental, and it was kind of there was a commercial space, a rental unit, and then a house converted into four units, and it had a buried tank. The guy bought that property in 1991, had no idea it was there, and it was discovered during the inspection. And so it added a month to the escrow because then you have to go through. There's a process you have to go through.
Right.
And if any more, it's law now. If it's discovered, it has to come out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so. Because let's talk about our era. Okay, so it would have been.
You bought the house.
In 2005. You moved in 2005. December of 2005. But the whole process of that before was there were two tanks. One, they were able to put cement and seal it up, and it was fine. But the one in the front, they had to keep digging, and it cost the owners of the house, I don't know, they were not happy, because they had to keep digging in and testing the soil. I think it was, I don't know how much it cost them. But so then my front yard ended up being like a pool because it rained like, see this? It rained like, when I first moved to Redding, 4 months, it rained. So that front yard was filled with water. Because it was just the way it drained, because it was a pool around this tank. And I tell the stories because it took a great company to come in and they tested the soil and tested. Finally, it was like this. I never knew what soil hot. The soil is still hot. Mm-hmm. Well, then it became unhot, but then you had to,
Did they pull out? Well, sold the house.
No.
When you found it, when you all found it,
they took that one out and same outfit that did that. did this one down on Eureka Way recently, and it was $8,000 by the time they got done.
Yeah.
But then access was an issue, so they had to hand dig it.
That's right.
And then get a crane
forgot
to lift
about
it,
that.
Lift
the crane.
It out, and then they do soil samples, and they don't get done overnight, so it's another week to 10 days. And then once you're cleared, you can refill and move on.
Because I think the process of buying that house started in August.
Yeah.
I was okay. We love the house. I'm very happy there. And I was thinking about it this morning. I got up super early, and it was just a beautiful view of downtown. And, you know, so I don't see us moving anywhere. But that's interesting
though,
about those tanks.
A lot of your neighbors don't even know they have them. You know, they haven't sold that house, or they weren't discovered during an inspection.
Right.
So.
Well, the big Victorian house is an escrow. At least it was.
It was once, fell out, now it's back in, and the agent tells me it's solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the one two doors down from us,
mm-hmm.
that's been for sale for a while.
That's the old Gilmore house. Yeah, that's...
You've been here long enough to know.
I know everybody on that street. They either went to Magnolia or St. Joseph's.
We have programs, software programs that we use that give us access to county tax records.
But
they have limited information. So a lot of times we're not able to get, you know, all the information or really historical data on the homes. I'm lucky enough at House of Realty, we have two people that are basically better than the assessor recorder in terms of their records, which is Dad and my Uncle Rob Middleton. You go to these guys and it's, oh yeah, that was the old Guzman house, and then I remember when the Moors moved in, and then boy, I remember Dr. Miller, he bought that, and back in 72.
Yeah.
And that was after 20 years, when we did the one on Willis Street.
Oh,
and Dad literally went through every single person on the block, and we had a very, very odd, again, get into things like the heating oil tanks and some of these strange things. We literally had a sewer line that came off the main, which was on the back of the house, but for some reason, when they put a camera through it, and in the older neighborhoods in town, it's a very good idea when you're doing your inspection process as buyers. Get a plumber that can scope the lines and send a camera through it. Cause we figured out that it would need, number one, it needed repair. Number two, it actually did a dog leg halfway from the house to the, and went on the neighbor's property, which was a vacant lot, and went on the neighbor's property and then cut back parallel and went all the way back. So basically goes, I need to repair this, but I need to repair it on somebody else's property. Well, Dad knew not only who the property owner was, who the family was, what other properties they owned on the block, and they did. It is a very complicated block, and historically looking at AP maps, going to the assessor recorder's office, that was not a puzzle that you could solve. But Dad knew exactly who was who, here's who they are, here's the whole bit, here's where he lives now. I haven't seen him in 35 years, but this is where this is.
I went to kindergarten with him 65, 70 years ago. Yeah, I knew.
We don't have software that could do that.
And our house is like that. We've got to take a quick break, but from our house, it goes from the back of the house down to another, and that's for toilet water and all that kind of stuff. It goes down behind our house, goes into a separate sewer line that I don't think belongs to the city. Because we've had that thing dug out and repaired. Now it's great, but there's also sewer lines, obviously sewer lines for the city, but this one is a strange one.
I remember when I had to went out there with an actual tape measuring the whole bit, and I measured going down a block or two.
Yes.
Had to find pins and tried to manually find out exactly where that was.
And
these are the types of things that you don't think of. You know, you think, hey, let's get a normal inspection.
That's why, guys, you really need to have, the institutional knowledge.
House
of
Realty.
What's going on? Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This ain't a heartbreak anthem. I don't care what happened, but I ain't got no time to dwell on it. This ain't a heartbreak anthem. This ain't a heartbreak. This ain't a heartbreak. This ain't a heartbreak anthem. A heartbreak anthem. A heartbreak anthem.
Introduce. shopping Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker tape designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments. Make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at Friday, the 19th of December, 8:51 in the morning, 2 inches of rain. They're figuring it's going to come and hit a Sunday. I just saw that come across the weather thing.
It also, according to the forecast, we could have gusts up to about 28 miles per hour today.
Okay, so that's good. So let's all stand outside
and
get pelted.
I'm going to be running around.
Get pelted.
I'm still doing my Santa drop-off with some presents, et cetera. So
okay.
I'm going to be out weathering the storm.
All right. We're here with House Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, talking about, you know, some of the strange things that happen in real estate, you know, that, you know, because, Bruce, how long have you been in the business here? Since
let's see, March I'll start my 44th year, and my brother Rob, who still calls me rookie, February, he'll be 50 for him.
Wow. And so House Realty, y'all are the longest.
Yeah, oldest.
Longest running real estate firm that has been there for 50 years.
Man.
And you're looking at expanding.
Oh, well, yeah, we're looking for agents right now. And we have a wealth of knowledge, obviously, and that, you know, we don't have a specified training program, but, you know, we can answer almost any question. So,
well, you know,
and the and the real estate market is so, you know, is it still like, what, 10% of the agents sell 80%?
Well, we've always said 20% sell 80%.
So, okay, 20 sell.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have people lost perhaps their appetite when the law passed last year about you don't get 6%, whatever the, what is it, the seller wants to pay you, or,
well,
I'm not even sure what that is.
That's an issue, but keep in mind, it was always negotiable.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 was kind of the norm for many years, and we do a lot of 5s because it's repeat and referral business,
yeah.
And a lot of times if we sell it, we do 4, you know, and do that, but that's probably why we're still in,
right,
in, you know, business 60
yeah.
years later. So
people come
okay,
back.
Yeah. Now we were going to do some talking about appraisals, but also maybe you know, look in your crystal ball if that's possible about next year.
Oh, that's tough. I think, I mean, again, the one major factor, at least locally and nationally, that you're going to have that could make a change is a reduction in interest rates. Now, we've been staying pretty darn steady. I think this morning the benchmark's at a 6.22%. I think, you know, you get another quarter point rate drop, though. What's going to be the psychological effect of somebody hearing an interest rate with a 5 in front of it?
Mm-hmm.
And now that would have not had a psychological effect even 2 years ago. Now, I think it might have one. And I think when you look at that, go, okay, say we got into the high 5s. And if you get into that kind of interest rate, what does that do in terms of buyer demand? But I think the other part that everybody has to look at, what's that going to do for inventory? A lot of people are going to go, okay, we're finally in the 5s. You know what? I can accept that. Maybe it's time to go ahead and put the house on the market and we'll buy something else.
And 5 is, I mean, our interest rates are not.
No,
if you
no.
look at it historically, are not bad at all no. at 5 and 6%.
We remember 7. Anything under 7 was a great deal.
Yeah,
I think one thing to consider. I know in November, of all the sales, 30% were new buyers. Typically, that usually runs 40. But
oh, okay.
So, but I think if rates drop a little bit more, there's a pent up, built up demand for first time
sure.
buyers that are looking. And rates are a big issue. I think the other thing that we have to really be aware of is insurance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have a house out in ranch land for sale, and I had a couple, it's 4,100 feet, and I had a couple that fell in love with it. They have 4 daughters, and it would have been perfect. But when they figured what the taxes were going to be, and then what the current insurance is now, over $1,000 a month, what's it going to be a year or two from now?
Wow.
And so they just couldn't make it work.
Sure.
And so that, you know, we're always going to be confronted with that after, you know,
and,
what's happened.
You know, we look at where we're at right now. We've got two big selling points. One is insurance. You won't get hammered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Two, electricity.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, from REU. And, you know, you don't realize it when you buy the house. And we've had it, you know, Linda's had it since 05. What's that? 21 years. And before I bought in. And then, but that's a selling point now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you start getting 4 figures. Plus, when you're figuring a loan, you have principal and interest.
Yeah.
And then you have taxes and insurance.
Yeah.
And so you have to, you know, put that, because a lot of times, you know, that can be $2,000 a month for taxes and insurance.
Wow, it's just
yeah.
incredible.
So,
especially
yeah.
the insurance.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think those are going to be the two changes that you're likely to see going into 2026.
Okay.
And I think it's important to look at both, but also figure again, interest rates dropping would mean even by a little bit, would mean it's a double-edged sword. So again, you may have all kinds of investors and people coming out of the woodwork to try and buy something and to try and get into the market. So you might see a lot of new pressure there, but I think you might going to see increased inventory as well. So, and again, after the first of the year, there's always more activity. Like Dad said, people yeah. want to wait until, some people want to close right now before the end of the year. Other people, for tax reasons and things, other people really want to make sure they go past.
You said something about appraisals during the break. You wanted to say something about
it. Oh, yeah,
that.
Just something to watch out for. I mean, you can list something for any price you want, and Dad, you always say it's the great line. Do you want to listen or do you want to sell it? And in some of these cases, you may have a buyer, especially as these interest rates drop, that may come in and may offer more. It still has to appraise. And some of the more peculiar properties, you have to watch out for. They may not have comparables for them. We had one just recently. I think we brought it. Yeah, but really, we had one that was two homes on one lot.
Okay.
So it had a, I mean, it was a 2-1 and a 1-1. Very cute, very well done in the unincorporated area down near Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it came in, the appraisal came in $30,000 low. And luckily we had a buyer and a seller that were able to negotiate that and get that together. But in the majority of cases, that's a deal killer. So, you know, something to watch out.
Do you ever get appraisals that come in higher?
Very seldom.
I imagine that,
very
would be,
seldom,
that would be seldom.
You know,
yeah.
Not
you
lately.
Know, yeah.
First thing you learn in appraisal school, cover thy you know what. And so why would you come in higher if you don't have to? So very seldom does that happen. The one thing, too, I think we have to remember in California, real estate's created, equity has created a great amount of wealth. So these sellers aren't going to take less than what they think it's or should be or they think they can get. Very few fire sales.
Right.
So, hey, I've got my equity. If somebody wants to buy it, then that's fine too. So,
okay.
That comes into play at this point.
Well, thank you all for being with us. This is our last show of the
year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Next day we'll have you on. It's going to be 2026. I still sign checks and I still feel it's weird to even put 25. So. I think we're all going to look forward to putting 26 on there.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to shift.
Beats the alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I can't wait to write 2030.
Yeah.
And maybe even 2040 on this. So, anyway, have a wonderful Christmas.
Where do I put it?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. It is going to be rainy, so be careful out there.
Yeah.
And we'll be back Monday. With a bunch of surprises for you. Anyway, have a great weekend, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.